This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer? A beach bum summer? Or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Well, we are in Rhode Island, South Kingstown, Whalers Brewing Company, our third year here and the third season of road shows and the second season in a row that the Boston Bruins find themselves on the brink of being eliminated in round one of the playoffs. So not much changes, Curtis.
What was LB, nothing changes if nothing changes?
Nothing changes if nothing changes.
Yeah, so anybody think if they lose Saturday night, Monty's back next year?
I don't know. I mean,
asked a great question to Mike Milbury yesterday where they said, you know, when are we going to stop pointing towards Montgomery and start pointing to the guys on the ice? Where they may be the issue.
Wiggy said that.
And I think Mike Milbury kind of said, come on, they're very talented. That was a great question, and it's a great point. When you look at this team, and it's the same players every single season that find themselves in this position. So how are you going to blame Montgomery when they had the same issue with Bruce Cassidy?
Okay, so is Marchand the issue then from a captain perspective? I mean, he's the only guy who, in my mind, has been in any way, shape, or form somewhat physical in this series. Mm-hmm. Do you blame him from a leadership point of view?
Maybe. I thought that the way they played this year in the absence of Krejci, who was kind of not your most reliable guy at the end of last season in the playoffs, wasn't going to be a problem. And I think it's just pressure. I think it's as simple as that. They were a far different team in Game 5 and Game 6 than they were in Game 3 and Game 4. And anybody that thinks that you can just figure out sports using analytics hasn't watched a second of this series. It has nothing to do with analytics. It has nothing to do with anything other than the Bruins are tight as I've ever seen, and the Leafs are playing like they have house money. And Saturday night, tomorrow night at the Garden, who's the more loose team? Who's going to go into that night?
Brick wall.
Brick wall. I like that. Shine, print the shirts. Is going to be in the Garden. And the biggest advantage of the series may be mitigated because their goalie's playing like out of his mind.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. Maybe you blame Cam Neely and Don Sweeney for letting Bruce Cassidy go, for listening to Jake DeBrusk and whoever else was complaining that he was too mean.
Jake DeBrusk, looked pretty good last night. In the first half of that game, Jake DeBrusk was not your issue. He had fight in him, as he has this entire series.
Yeah, but I mean, when you look at this team, and whether they had, and Curtis was right, they had opportunities at the end of the third period to tie that game up. But the question is always, this is always the question that's asked when you have, do we agree that this team has talent?
Yes.
The Bruins.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you do agree that they have talent, then
they certainly were a better team than the Maple Leafs in the regular
right.
season.
Right. Okay. So if you agree they have talent, then the biggest question is always asked, is it if the coach can't get the talent out of the players to perform at that level, isn't that on the coach?
Right. Because you can't change the whole roster and shine. You're the expert on this. The Leafs and the Bruins played three times in the regular season.
No, I think it was four times.
Four times. So the Bruins were 4-0, correct?
Yes. Correct.
So entering Game 5 at the Boston Garden, the Bruins were 7-1 this season against the Leafs.
That is correct.
Correct, yeah.
And now they've lost back-to-back games.
Yeah.
Yep.
So it's obviously not a talent issue.
It's a collapse issue being up 3-1.
I mean, it wasn't even that close in the regular season. So you're here in this position at Game 7 after what happened last year. And, Courtney, you know, you're right. The play, I don't know, you know, if it's all on, you know, certain players have been playing better. It's not all on how he gets the most out of guys, but how many years can you just keep doing the same thing?
I disagree with Curtis a little bit, because here's what Belichick used to do. And I'll go back to Belichick. Belichick used to get the best out of players. No matter how you felt about him as a coach, he got the best out of the majority of players on that team. Why is it Montgomery or even maybe what Cassidy did, why are they, especially Montgomery, not able to get the best out of the players when they're in a position to close out a series, especially with Montgomery 2 years in a row, if they unfortunately lose this series?
I would argue that you're highly skilled players.
Yep.
And you don't have, I'm talking about elite players, you don't have a lot of them, and they disappear in the playoffs.
Okay, whose fault is that to make sure they don't disappear?
That's on the players.
No, but maybe it's on
we've been arguing for years.
But if Pasta's struggling, maybe you move him and you put him up there next to Marshan, and maybe
Jim Montgomery isn't sitting there saying, hey, let's try to get cute with two extra passes and not shoot.
No, I agree with that.
That's on those guys. And it's been years.
No, I agree.
It's been years that's their offensive strategy. Shoot the puck.
Right.
Put the puck on the net. Curtis knows this. Yeah. Like Dale Arnold.
If the puck's in the net area, you can get puck luck.
Pucks on net.
I agree with that. But
heavy in their zone.
My thing is when your superstar player and your best player, David Pastrnak, is struggling a little bit, maybe you put him up there with your second-best offensive player who's been playing pretty well in Brad Marchand, or you go back to putting him on the first-unit power play with Marchand to maybe you change that part of it. You don't change fourth-liners.
Right.
You change the guys that might need the help, and especially when those guys are your superstar players.
And I remember this regular season, to go back to Belichick like Wiggy did, for me, the season and Belichick's tenure as a coach ended when the Patriots all said, we're going to do a restart.
Yeah.
Bill Belichick came in, I think it was after the Cowboys loss. I'm not positive. There were so many bad ones. And then the next Sunday, the Patriots came out even more listless against the Raiders. I don't know the team specifically.
Yeah, it was the Raiders.
And so you enter the whole week, right? And everybody's saying, Bill Belichick, I have to start over. We're starting over. Everything didn't work. We're starting from scratch. We're not going to be undisciplined. We're not going to make stupid penalties. And then the next game began with like three false starts.
It might have been the Saints, too. So they got blown out.
Right.
Whatever happened was
Bill tried to reinstill confidence in his players, change the ways he was doing things, and the players had tuned him out. And last night, the first period will be the first sentence of the obituary of Monty's tenure as the head coach of the Bruins, because you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't have everybody know one thing, which is you didn't come out, you weren't aggressive, you didn't get shots on the Leafs, and you go out and you even decrease it from 2-1 in the first period.
Well, they will have the opportunity to change the narrative in a Game 7 tomorrow night. We have tickets to give away. I will do that at 8:30 on this morning's show. So if you would like to be there tomorrow night at the Garden for Game 7, make sure you're listening at 8:30. We are at Whalers Brewing Company in South Kingstown, Rhode Island. Rhode Island, I love this state.
Me too. I
would consider moving to the state. The people here, nobody parties harder than the people in Rhode Island. They came out last night. They're here this morning.
Yep.
You guys are. We love you to death.
And I don't know what was just placed in front of us, but the smell from this food is making my mouth water.
Yeah.
I think it woke up Wiggy. I think it woke up Curtis.
Yeah, there's good,
I don't know what this is, but
There's good food here. I put it on my Instagram, but there's a giant donut. Giant donut that says, did the man die? He did, on the donut.
Is that about Montgomery?
I think it might be about Jim Montgomery, yes. And we'll hear who Jim Montgomery is pointing the finger at for last night's loss coming up during They Said It at 7 on this morning's show. And I guarantee there's a lot of guest leads about the Bruins. We'll get to your guest leads here at Whalers at 7:20 this morning. But right now, Shime, let's get to this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Is that Tina Turner?
Yes,
that?
Sir, Gregory. Tina and Ike Turner.
Well, Tina.
Yeah. I don't know the song, but Sweet Rhode Island Red. And your lead this morning, Shine?
Yes, Greg, thank you. I'm kind of over it with the Boston Bruins. I told you yesterday that this was going to go Game 7 because there was just no way the Leafs were going to lose every game at home. And, of course, what happened last night, they didn't lose Game 6 at home. And so now it comes back, Game 7 in Boston. We're in the exact same spot we were in last year, and I have zero faith, zero confidence, zero belief that anything positive will happen. Like, this team just continues to throw up all over their shoes. I don't understand it. You're better than the Leafs. You've kicked their ass up and down the ice all season. As Curtis pointed out, heading into Game 5, 7-1 against this team. Jeremy Swayman had literally not lost to the Toronto Maple Leafs prior to Game 5 of the playoffs, and yet somehow, some way, he is playing awesome and you're still losing games. Like, it's just, it is up and down the ice, there's issues, whether it's Pastrnak being unable to, like, stand on his own 2 feet and hold a puck for 30 seconds, Marchand turning it over every opportunity he gets, Hampus Lindholm looks like he has no idea what he's doing. In the offensive zone, this team looks like a group of peewees. I don't understand what the hell is going on, and I'm starting to lose my mind.
Lindholm has been missing all season. He disappeared in the playoffs last season, and he hasn't reappeared. It's an absolute embarrassment, and they're cooked. They are. I agree with you, Shime. They're like a Courtney Bagel. Like, they are
they are burnt to a crisp.
They are done. And
what's the line for tomorrow night? Are they favored?
I will double check.
I bet they are, just because they're at home.
But even if they win tomorrow night, like, somehow they win that game, like, how are they going to look against Florida? Like, Florida's had a bunch of time off. It's like, they've given you nothing to hope for. Like,
they are, in fact, favored tomorrow as well.
They are?
Yep.
The wise guys know something. Yeah, you're right, Greg. I mean, they're going to get blown doors by the Panthers in the next round if they advance.
All right, Shine, thank you.
You're
Curtis,
welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. So I have just a very quick question. Get the rim shot ready. See if you guys can help me out. What do the Maple Leafs and Wiggy have in common?
We both love maple syrup.
They both make pasta disappear.
Oh. Oh. I got
that
pasta last night, too. Oh.
Thank
that
you.
Was that good, Curtis.
I love you, Wakefield.
I got pasta last night at Matuna.
You
Oyster
did?
Box.
I know, the pesto.
I got the pesto.
Well, you don't
very
like
good.
The seafood.
Yeah, I don't like
that
the
was a great dinner last night. That place
so
is Matuna.
Yeah.
Thanks to Perry and thanks to Greg for picking up the tab last night.
Yeah.
I
can't imagine what
shout
that
out, Greg.
Was.
Great dinner last night.
Awesome. And I made an ass of myself at Ocean Mist. I'm like, where's the beach? Where's the ocean? And they're like, it's there.
It's right there.
I walked outside. It was lovely. Anyway, just to sort of echo what the sentiments are, but very simply, the entire way in which the Bruins build their team is to have tremendous regular season success on the backs of great goaltending that covers up flaws that would otherwise be shown if they had what the rest of the league does, one great goalie and one okay goalie. So what the goalie rotation does is it overinflates the expectation of the team, and then when they actually get into the playoffs, they are exposed because, as we all know, you can only play one in the net each game. So goalie Bob forever, but let's not fall into the same trap next year when the Bruins are once again at top of the Eastern Conference, and we think that things are actually going to change.
No, I would guess that Allmark is gone at the end of the season.
Yeah.
And Jim Montgomery may be gone with him.
Right? Is that going to be the excuse from the front office that, if not for his veto, the issues that you saw in the lack of offensive play would have been masked by whatever the return may have been from the Kings?
No, you know what the excuse is going to be? It happens every year. We're going to find out that Pasta has some type of injury.
Right. Pasta has long COVID.
It used to happen with Bergeron, but now with Pasta's
right.
A new guy.
That's right. After the season, Dale would say Bergeron had a collapsed lung.
Yes, yes, he was playing with only half of a hot
right. His spleen left.
All right, Curtis, thank you very much. Great lead. We are at Whalers Brewing Company, South Kingstown, Rhode Island, Roadshow number 2. And we got to take a quick break. We'll come back with Courtney's lead and Wiggy's lead and my lead. And then coming up at 7, we will get to They Said It and guest leads coming up at 7:20 on a Friday in Rhode Island. Roadshow number 2.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.